without drawing any meanings from our actions, they will just disappear, so without leaving any trace. And it isn't about tolerating or not transformation, but going or not going for a nature-altering media governing the system, while hindering any forms of autonomy with legal retaliations, governance, incentivize capitalism, destroying our nature. And we clash with the industrial society to develop our human nature within it, in the end opting to grow it without it. And we gradually come to the conclusion that without contextualization there is no communication. And education can only be accomplished non-officially and on the way to official education. And to pursue our nature doesn't mean to pursue our individuality, but to pursue the role that nature has assigned us to serve our ecology. And the former platform of liberation, as it gets more powerful, becomes the radioactive platform of enslavement. And lastly, for a more egalitarian and ecological society, we would need no more high-up authorities, but only small leaders. And having to pay for the mere right to exist is the new corporate scheme to keep us enslaved to it. And the state is but a system to eradicate the rise of any human ecology in favor of an absurd machine ecology. And luxury is in the end but the black hole of the sun of solidarity. And as long as we continue being constructive, we are happy, and as soon as we cheese, we get depressed. And we find alternative ways with which we think we are taking care of our main passion, but until we don't do so directly, we keep tormented. And rivers are diverted from their ancient course, and so it is humanity. And rather than being sucked up by a whole new media ecology, we ought to develop our own natural ecology. And if there ought to be a step back, it ought to be a step up. And the more is the potential of technology to amplify us, the more we in fact get censored. And we are either technical or human, and the only way in between it is to recover our craftsmanship. And only living up to our ecology we can truly generate meanings. And having lost the balance between the natural and the artificial can no longer survive with the artificiality alone. And what we are told to cultivate is our civilization, yet what we can cultivate is a balanced reintegration with nature. And it is the mainstream that sucks us up into a too literal perspective on life, in which the ultimate liberation is total war. And the only reason why there is no longer any leash on us is that we are all placed onto rails. And one thing is the strength of a man with all the possible infrastructures and resources, and one thing is the strength of the man left to his own nature. And are we to disperse all our energies in trying to communicate to everyone and no one, or should we put all our effort in communicating with the universe, to the universe, and aiming for a finished perfection is aiming for death, and aiming for an infinite sublime is aiming for life. And especially today, philosophers are not those who preach how to live longer, but how to live lighter. And it seems to be that industrialism found a way to be poisoned free, when in fact the poison has only been transferred in a different domain. And by now we should have learned that any full immersion in the regimes of any machines have its dear consequences on our nature. And one can either see progress in civilization or the regressive effects of its power. And only in open communes, ready to help and impollinate one another, can nature re-flourish. And of only one thing we can be sure is that of what was, it will be again. And to be sure, a significant degree of rewilding ought to take place in order for humans and the environment to re-establish a balance. And of the few pennies society didn't invest in the arts, it will have to invest millions in warfare. And if the state invalidate people in their personal activity, can only validate them again in a collective activity which ultimately results into war. And every new media ecology have its own religion, why not to be antagonist to? And one cannot be popular among children with a lolly to tell them that the solution of their problem is to remove the lolly. And the pride we take in climbing the social ladder is per se the regression of any evolution. And in the hands of governance, any form of emancipation is but the reinforcing of itself with new figures. And our will is that of building a cathedral, but under the social regime we end up building condominiums. And there is no reason for a flag to be put up high on any government building unless it strictly represents the interests of the latter. And you can put all the humanity you want, but if you squeeze people together, you're only going to get conflicts. And the only good that politics can bring is in the short terms and at the expenses of a long-term commonwealth. And it isn't that we're not interested in nature, but it is that we believe it should regulate itself out of its own accord. And back to the roots most always implies a way to a very different place. And all we can do is to walk to no destination, as any destination has become a castle of its own. And the beauty of consumerism lies in its post-apocalyptic failure. And to defeat the apathy of the middle class, one needs an upper class mission to bring the whole society back into a lower and therefore egalitarian class. As any aesthetic that is arbitrary, also any opinion of it should be arbitrary. and accept for the ideology, despising all ideologies, any other ideologies, bias, hindering us from a fully loving reality. And as business models take over all other models, it is imperative to tailor a quiet realm away from it. And the balance seems to be having the time but not the resources, and having the resources but not the time. And philosophers in all their truth have a big gun in their head, and that is that of being accused of defamation. And people are naturally prone to produce narratives. It is only the dominating medium that frustrates them. And in the end, we are only thankful to the authorities because they provide us the temporary keys to unlock the gates that they themselves have placed. And the question is, how can one learn frugality if one has privileged access to resources? And not until we are able to process other procedures within ourselves, we can find the peace with the surrounding. And the origin of all social conflicts may be traced in humans' uneasiness for new levels of regimentation. And governance can either offer to free humans and cage nature, or cage humans and free nature, but never a complete liberation.